HarperCollins presents Total Fallout by Alex Shaw, read by Leighton Pugh. For my wife Galia, my sons Alexander and Jonathan, and our family in England and Ukraine. Prologue. 1 year ago. Riyadh, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Outside the high marble walls, the desert was flat and featureless. An immaculate access road shimmered in the heat before it vanished into the far distance. Inside the walls, verdant green grass sparkled in the desert sun. Ornamental trees and flowers lined winding paths. In the heart of the compound was the main house, a three-floored modern interpretation of an Arabian palace. Chen Yan didn't like it. She sat respectfully on the terrace, wearing a long gold skirt and sipping black tea. By her side, Kirill Vetrov, dressed in a light business suit, seemed totally unaffected by the stifling heat. Opposite, across a table laden with fresh fruit, sat the man they had come to see, and his nephew.
"Maxim and I have known each other for many years," their host said, a slight smile playing on his lips, "and we have always conducted business face to face."
Chen smiled. Men were the same the world over. They needed to be praised, honored, coerced, and tempted. "Maxim offers his sincere apologies. Were it not for ill health, he would be here, as he holds his friendship with you in the highest regard. That is why, as his trusted business partner, I am here on behalf of Blackline to discuss our proposal. What I'm about to share with you has not and will not be shared with any other clients." The prince nodded his head for her to continue. "The situation with your neighbor is obviously close to your heart. To have a family member not only turn their back on you, but embrace a mutual enemy." The prince's eyes narrowed slightly. Yan continued, "They have risen above their station. Their relationship with the Persians is a security and moral threat to the entire Arab Brotherhood."
"For a foreigner, you are well briefed, madame," the prince said, reaching for a sliver of pear in an attempt, Yan thought, to hide his annoyance.
This was shaky ground, and this was why Vetrov sat next to her as both her personal bodyguard and the focus of what she was about to expose.
"I understand certain measures have been taken to rein in the wayward ruler of your neighboring state, but I would like to show you an example of the assistance we can provide to bring them to heel."
The smile returned, and the prince spread his palms.
"By all means."
Vetrov reached into his attaché case, withdrew an iPad Pro, and handed it to Yan. She brought up a video.
"Simply press the play icon."
The prince clicked his fingers, and Salman Al-Nayef, who had been sitting slightly behind his uncle, approached and took the device. He held it in front of the older royal, who retrieved a pair of frameless reading glasses from a pocket in his thobe, and poked at the glass display screen with his finger. His face took on a perplexed expression as he viewed the footage.
"This video I have seen. I am aware it was found on a mobile phone years after the bombing and broadcast across all the world's media a week ago. It is sad that a once great city was targeted, but I am thankful that the noble Shahid ended the immoral lives of so many non-believers."
Yan nodded. "He was indeed a noble Shahid, and now he will be at peace in paradise." The prince took another sliver of fruit.
"Please be so kind as to swipe left and press play. If you could focus on the other individual in the footage, the figure who did not explode."
Al-Nayef set up the second video and pressed play. The elderly Saudi squinted, despite his glasses, and leant forward.
"Is this you I am seeing here, Mr. Kirill?"
"Yes, Your Highness," Vetrov replied, his tone emotionless. "You are one of only a..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?